As our confession of faith this morning, we continue with Keith A. Matheson's The State of Theology. This was published in the Ligonier Ministries January 2021 table talk as reference. Today we're going to be on question 14. It's number 14 of 31. Quote, "The Bible, like all sacred writings, contains helpful accounts of ancient myths, but is not literally true." We as Christians reject that statement, as the Bible is God-breathed. Let's turn to 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." So wait a minute, you may say. Weren't the books written by men? Let's see what God says about that. Turn with me to 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. 2 Peter 1, 19, 21 through 21. "And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." So, brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible is not like any other ancient writing. It's not full of myths. It's full of God's instructions. And we better believe it, all of it, from cover to cover, no exceptions.